You know, I've been out here, this is my 14th full-time year, but, you know, golf has been my life ever since I was 5 years old, tournaments when I was seven, so I haven't really known much of a life different, but it's been an amazing one. This sport has taught me a lot, and I've learned so much along the way, built so many friendships and relationships, so I'm looking forward to what life has in store.
At 29 years old, 11-time LPGA Tour winner and major champ Lexi Thompson has announced her plans to retire from professional golf at the end of this season. Big news on this Tuesday, and it's all coming up right here on Golf Today.
Golf Today.
Golf Today on a Tuesday, Damon Hack alongside Eamon Lynch, Golf Week Magazine, the news of the day that one of the brightest stars from the LPGA Tour will step away from professional golf at the end of the season. For more on this developing story, let's welcome in Amy Rogers from Lancaster Country Club. Amy?
Hey there, Damon. Well, the U.S. Women's Open, the place where Lexi Thompson's career began as a young 12-year-old, is the same place that she announced that her career will soon be coming to a close. Thompson took to Instagram earlier today, posting a video announcing that she will be retiring from professional golf at the end of this season, saying she will no longer be playing a full-time schedule. This announcement comes in the midst of what is her 13th season on the LPGA Tour, a career that has been full of ups and downs, 11 wins, including one major title. And some could argue that number could be much higher given the talent and the power that she has shown on the golf course throughout her career. But Thompson has been quite open about her struggles throughout the years. Over the past two seasons on the LPGA Tour, she's played a limited schedule in an effort to get more balance, more of a life away from golf. And it has been a struggle for her. She was even brought to tears during her announcement today, opening up about some of the challenges that she has faced, particularly that disappointing and career-changing loss at the Chevron Championship in 2017.
Yeah, that was a huge moment in my career. Not a great one, but I look at it as I grew a fan base that I never thought I would have in that moment. You know, it's an unfortunate circumstance, but to be there and to hear chants of my name on 17 coming down the stretch and just to be able to sign all the autographs and go through that moment, it was like the hardest moment of my career was like a blessing. Because it was just, I learned so much, and I gained fans that I never thought I would have. Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say that moment didn't hurt. It still does. But, you know, that's part of a career.
Earlier in your post, you mentioned some of the struggles that you've dealt with throughout your career. I'm wondering, what are you proud of yourself for overcoming?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, honestly, just staying true to myself. Being out here can be a lot. It can be lonely. Sorry if I get emotional. I said I wasn't going to. I just think, you know, especially with what's happened in golf as of recent too, a lot of people don't realize a lot of what we go through as a professional athlete. I mean, and I'll be the last one to say, like, throw me a pity party. That's the last thing I want. But, you know, we're doing what we love. We're trying the best every single day. And, you know, we're not perfect. We're humans. Words hurt. And it's hard to overcome sometimes, but having the people around you that love you and support you, and I feel like that's been the biggest thing for me. I might not have a huge friend group, but to have the people that matter the most around me have gotten me through some really hard times. And I think it's a lot for everybody around out here or in any professional sport. A lot of people don't know what we go through and the amount of training and hard work that we put ourselves through. It's a lot, and I don't think we deserve, I think we deserve a lot more credit than what we get.
You heard Thompson reference there as she began to get emotional about the recent happenings in the world of golf, alluding to the recent passing of Grayson Murray, and just that you don't know what these players are going through behind the scenes. Now, Thompson went on to say that she wants to play the remainder of this year because she wants to qualify for that U.S. Solheim Cup team for the seventh time in her career. It's been one of the few opportunities that she's had to really be able to connect with some of the players out here on the LPGA Tour. In addition to the Dow team event, I spoke with one of her teammates over the years, Nasa Hataoka, earlier today. She said it was amazing getting to team up with Thompson. She learned so much from her and said she was quite surprised at today's announcement. I also spoke with Brooke Henderson, who also teamed up with Thompson in that team event, is planning to play with her again later this season. Here's what she had to say about today's news.
Yeah, Lexi is amazing. She's truly an icon out here on tour, and I'm a little bit sad that she's retiring, but at the same time, I'm really excited for her. She's had an amazing career, and I just wish her nothing but the best.
I honestly heard probably 15 minutes ago that she's retiring. She's had such an amazing career, I think. I've gotten to represent, be on the team with her a couple of times representing her country. I think she does an amazing job for the tour. She spends so much time going to each pro-am party. She really dedicates her time to growing the game, and it's sad to see that she's obviously leaving and not going to be out here with us anymore, but she's had an amazing career, and I wish her the best in this new chapter of her life.
I mean, we're all kind of chatting about it at breakfast, and just honestly very happy for her. She's had such an incredible career and done so much for the game and so much for me, and so just really happy for her and excited to see what she does next.
She's had a long, successful career, and I think it just shows that time flies, and you know, I've been fortunate enough to be able to play alongside her, you know, quite a lot. It's sad to see, you know, somebody like her that wants to give back to the game and has already given so much to women's golf and golf in general leave. But at the same time, I think I'm super excited for what's ahead of her. I'm sure she's had to make a lot of sacrifices along the way, and maybe, you know, when she leaves, it'll be bittersweet, but you know, maybe she'll be able to spend a bit more time for herself and do, you know, just be Lexi herself.
When I was speaking with Alexa Pano, getting her reaction to the news, she said she first met Lexi Thompson back when she was 6 years old and still to this day has her autograph hanging up in her house. So some of these young players have really looked up to Thompson and will miss having her out here. Thompson said that she has been contemplating retirement over the last several years, only making the decision now, saying it felt like the right time. She's looking forward to life away from the week-to-week grind of tournaments and training. Damon and Eamon.
Amy Rogers reporting on this breaking news about Lexi Thompson. Let's flash back to the 2007 U.S. Women's Open. Lexi was 12, became the youngest player to ever qualify for the U.S. Women's Open, a mark that has since been broken by Lucy Lee. But we continued to follow this young player throughout her junior career. And then just 1 year after turning professional, she won the 2011 Navistar LPGA Classic at 16 years old, which at the time set the mark for the youngest player to win on tour.
And after a couple of wins in 2013, Lexi broke through in the majors at the 2014 Chevron Championship. Second round 64 put her in position. She went on to lift the trophy and, of course, make that leap into Poppy's Pond. And she's won seven more LPGA events since 2014, represented the United States in several Solheim Cups. She also became the seventh woman ever to tee it up on the PGA Tour last year at the Shriners Children's Open. She almost made the cut after a second round of 69, and it's quite an impressive resume that Lexi Thompson walks away with. 11 LPGA Tour wins with that major trophy, a Vera Trophy, race to the CME Globe, six-time Solheim Cup member. She has been two-time Olympian and a star since her junior days. And Damon, that last stat there says a lot. This is her 18th consecutive U.S. Women's Open that she's going to tee off in this week, starting at the age of 12 when she qualified, still only 29 years old. The face, certainly the face of American women's golf for the better part of a decade. It's hard to argue that Lexi Thompson is not entitled to walk away on her terms, having given as much as she has to this game over the last 15 years.
Been under the spotlight for such a long time, turned professional at the age of 15, had to petition the LPGA to do so, won her first event on the LPGA at the age of 16, 11 wins, a major champ, twice an Olympian, six-time member of the Solheim Cup team. She has been the face in so many ways of American golf, but with that has come accost that young stardom. She's been around for a long time, and it feels that way. And she has spoken, Eamon, about the mental struggles and the time she needed to step away. Let's go back to 2018. I want to play this soundbite when she explained why she took some time away from professional golf.
Coming to this age, getting a little older, I realize I do need to make time for myself and enjoy life, because, you know, not a lot of 23-year-old girls are doing what I am, and people need to realize that I'm not just a robot out here. I need to have a life. You know, you can only stay strong for so long and hide it. You know, I am a very strong person, but, you know, at times you just need a break. You need to realize you need to have time for yourself. I mean, I'm a 23-year-old girl, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. I'm not just a golfer. I need to have a life as well and enjoy it.
Skip the Women's British Open. She's talked about being bullied on social media. And over the last 5 years, she hasn't won on the LPGA Tour. I know she's dealt with some injuries for part of that time. But, man, it's just seemed like it's been a heavy load. She hasn't seemed to have played a lot of happy golf over the last several years.
No, we've seen plenty of examples of how, even for the best players in the world, the joy can be sucked out of this game very quickly. And Lexi put herself in contention so many times that she became the focus of a lot of attention. And somewhere along the way, maybe it's just the era that we live in, the line got blurred between what is sort of valid analysis and criticism and the trolls on social media. And I think that line got blurred for Lexi as well. You saw that at the Solheim Cup last year. If you hit a shank at an inopportune moment in a Solheim Cup match, it's a valid question to be asked afterwards. Lexi didn't view it as a valid question to be asked afterwards. That's very different from the trolls who would have circled on social media in the immediate aftermath of that as well. And I think that kind of pressure just built that to the point where Lexi didn't really distinguish that much anymore between analysis and criticism and trolling. And she suffered more than her share of trolling because she has shown herself to be somewhat fragile in very big moments over the years. She certainly delivered plenty of times. And I still think it's one of the most impressive things we've seen in recent memory was her performance in Las Vegas on a long golf course against the guys last year on the PGA Tour. She delivered in that Solheim Cup last year as well, despite that one moment that the trolls circled on. But I do think she struggled with the scrutiny that comes to every athlete who's playing in a very public forum at a very high level.
There has been a lot of noise surrounding this career. Let's continue this conversation, bring in Beth Ann Nichols from the U.S. Women's Open. Great to see you, Beth Ann. You know, Amy Rogers said that Lexi had been contemplating this for the last couple of years. I'll ask you, are you surprised by this news?
I had been hearing some rumblings that, you know, this might be her last season, but I certainly didn't expect an announcement to come this week. So it did catch me by surprise. But, you know, when you look at, you know, the struggles that she's had of late, even though she had a tremendous bounce back, as you just mentioned, last season, also some physical struggles. And let's face it, she turned pro at the age of 15. She's almost 30 years old. You know, this is a long stretch. This is a long career in the prime of your life. She has sacrificed a lot. And I never really expected Lexi to play past the age of 30. I just kind of had her in the same camp as a Lydia Ko. So when I step back and look at the big picture, you know, as a player said to me earlier today, you know, you could see the signs coming. But, you know, also this championship has meant a lot to her. As she said, this is where it all began, you know, back in 2007. But also this kind of does, as Stacey Lewis said to me just a little bit ago, this frees her up for the rest of the year. She's made this announcement. It's off her chest. She's going to have the adoration of a lot of fans for the rest of the year. And maybe this is what she needs to get on to Stacey's Solheim Cup team.
How important is that kind of victory lap or adoration cycle that she's going to get through, Beth Ann? Because it does seem as though she hasn't enjoyed playing golf at the highest level for quite a number of years because of a lot of the scrutiny that's gone alongside her performances in fairly high-profile moments. She doesn't appear that she's actually enjoyed the life she's had to live for the last few years. Do you think we're going to see a different Lexi Thompson from now until year's end?
I hope so. You know, I think for a lot of people, they see the smiles, they see, you know, how great she is with the fans, and maybe a lot of people aren't aware of how much these losses have haunted her and how much the trolls and the vitriol, you know, has gotten to her, because you know, she's taken breaks from social media several times over the years just to block out the madness, because it has gotten really harsh. And you know, 2017 was such a difficult time with the four-stroke penalty and so many accusations of cheating, and having to process through that as well. Obviously, it resulted in a change to the rules of golf. So, you know, she's been involved in so many high-profile moments on this tour, but I really think she deserves a victory lap. And, you know, Stacey was mentioning to me just a little bit ago that she doesn't think that the tour realizes how much exactly they're going to miss Lexi Thompson, because she is one of the best out here when it comes to interacting with sponsors. She's one of the best when it comes to fans. She does a lot of really important behind-the-scenes things for the tour. And there's going to be a tremendous void when she's not here anymore. And I think a lot of people are going to realize that very quickly.
On that note, Beth Ann, one of my favorite moments in the LPGA 10 years ago, Lexi versus Michelle Wee, 2014, out in the California desert. Lexi wins then. Michelle wins the U.S. Women's Open a couple months later at Pinehurst. Michelle Wee West now doing other things, sponsoring an LPGA event. Lexi stepping away. Is this the price in some way of teenage stardom, burning hot and then stepping away, you know, maybe earlier than a lot of us would expect?
I think so. You know, to dedicate so much of your life, to give up so much. You know, just listening in the press conference, you know, when Lexi's voice started to crack, it was when she said the word lonely. And then she also followed that up with talking about the fact that she really, you know, doesn't have a huge number of friends out here. So she has sacrificed a lot. And on the flip side of that, though, players are making so much more money now that they can retire at an age like this and have a lot of time to figure out what they want to do next and not feel pressured about money. And so that is a luxury that modern stars like Lexi and Michelle Wee West can enjoy. And so, you know, to that I say bravo for what they've helped to create. And I really hope that Lexi can find a really happy chapter, because we know how much family is so important to her and starting a family is so important to her. And so, you know, I think we're going to see Lexi still involved in the game, but, you know, I think we're going to see a Lexi Thompson at peace.
Beth Ann Nichols reporting from the U.S. Women's Open as the 29-year-old American star set to say goodbye at the end of the 2024 season. Let's take a look at that bio one more time. And I thought it was interesting that Beth Ann said that maybe this will free Lexi up. It makes me think of Danielle Collins on the WTA, American tennis star who's played some of her best tennis, announcing her retirement at the end of this season. Similarly, perhaps, for Lexi Thompson, an 11-time winner, a major champ, 6-time member of the U.S. Solheim Cup team.
But our next guest might be the hottest hand in the game right now. Harry Higgs has 2 consecutive wins on the Corn Ferry Tour, but it was what he had to say after his win on Sunday that got a lot of attention. The man affectionately known as Big Rig will be here right after the break.
We're back on Golf Today on the Corn Ferry Tour. Incredible 2 weeks for Harry Higgs, known as Big Rig. Flashback a couple weeks ago at the Advent Health Championship. Look at this from Harry. Talk about some handiwork. Forcing a playoff. Tosses the club, and he would win that playoff. Look at that reaction, by the way, sashaying up to the green. And then on Sunday, the Visit Knoxville Open, another playoff, made this long putt to win his 3rd career Corn Ferry Tour event. After the round, speaking to the fans in attendance, Harry kept things in perspective with Grayson Murray in mind.
I kind of thought about this moment and how to maybe remember Grayson. And it just kind of dawned on me that I would just, everybody that's here, one, thank you so much for receiving me and congratulating me and cheering me on throughout. But this golf stuff and the result, it's lovely, sure, but it's just not, it's not that meaningful. One thing that I kind of thought of last night, especially laying in bed, is I would challenge everybody here, and I'm gonna do this myself as well, each day, say something nice to someone you love, and also make it a point to say something nice to somebody you do not even know. The world is a very difficult place. Thank you. The world is difficult and only getting more difficult. I've been blessed with great parents and a great support system, and I haven't had, other than some frustration at time, any battles mentally. But Lord knows how many people do, and it's only ever increasing. So if we can, everybody here could be a difference, the difference, brighten up somebody's day. It could mean the world.
And so great to have Harry Higgs joining us on this Tuesday. We appreciate your time. I know you've been extremely busy. I was so touched, I'm sure a lot of people were, by your words on the green about Grayson Murray and about how people should treat themselves at large. What prompted you to have those words?
Obviously, last weekend was hearing the news of Grayson was very difficult. I believe I won off the lead going into Sunday, and I laid in bed, and it just kind of was top of mind really all since I heard Saturday evening. I just kind of let my mind wander to, if I am lucky enough to get the result and win this golf tournament, is there a way in which I could honor Grayson and maybe drive a point home that I had heard him speak on a few times. You know, he's very honest and open about some of his struggles mentally. That was kind of, I guess, in a way, what I came up with. I would have said I did a pretty good job keeping that out of my mind on Sunday while I was competing. And then, fortunately, things broke my way, which is awesome. But also, again, not really the important part. So tried to honor him, and then also, I guess, more so challenge myself and then anybody else that was there to maybe we could just do a little bit to be kinder to one another, spread some joy, spread some love. Most people really do that. But the world's a difficult place. And we can all, especially as professional golfers, myself included, kind of get caught up in our own little world and how we're doing, or whether it be good or bad. And really only professional golf is a very selfish sport. So if we could try to kind of keep things in perspective and continue to spread some kindness and some love, maybe we could be ones that make a difference. I don't know about the whole world, but in some of the communities that we visit and touch some of the folks that come out and watch us play and support us.
Harry, you've talked yourself about the frustrations that are inherent in professional golf with so many highs and lows. And we just heard Lexi Thompson talk earlier about the pressures of life in golf. Is that something you see, even leaving aside any underlying mental health issues, is it very easy in your line of work for your self-esteem to get wrapped up in whatever the number is that you have to write on a card at the end of the day?
100%. That is what, I mean, I don't even need to say that's what I believe. That is what we all struggle with. The position you finish on a Sunday, the score you shoot each and every day, heck, sometimes the score you make on the hole you play. I certainly, obviously recently have had some success, but I would say that success was attributed to maybe not really caring so much about what I do hole by hole or round by round or tournament by tournament. And just kind of doing my best to obviously be nice to myself, be nice to others, and just focus on a few things other than the result. And just because I make a bogey or a double doesn't mean I'm a bad person or doesn't mean the day is going to be a bad day. Try to focus on, obviously being my best, the best version of myself, and doing so while I'm on the golf course and treating myself nicer than I have before. I can certainly be very, very frustrated at times. And I have had some struggles over the last couple of years just with the results and with my play. And for whatever reason, it just kind of turned, obviously a lot of hard work, but everybody works hard. And it just got to the point where, I felt like I was ready to play and compete and win again. And then I decided to focus on stuff that was not my golf swing or what I'm going to shoot or where I'm going to hit it. Just focused on trying to be nicer to myself. It was really that simple.
Harry, we're listening to athletes across sports talk about the importance of mental health. As a professional golfer, do you feel like the Korn Ferry Tour and or the PGA Tour provide the players with the apparatus they need to deal with some of the issues and frustrations and mental challenges?
Yeah, I would say so. We all have, as players, have the PGA Tour Lynx app is what it's called. And the first thing that you see on the app is kind of a drop-down menu, mental health resources. I admittedly have not clicked on that to really look any further. I have sought outside help, both, I guess you'd call it a therapist, and then kind of sports psychologist as well, just to kind of deal with this crazy world that we live in. But again, like I said earlier, I have been pretty blessed to not have, I guess, you know, in a way, the same degree of struggles that some have throughout this world. But everybody struggles. And then there's also no reason why we couldn't do a better job. I wouldn't say that the PGA Tour does a poor job, but now, especially with what happened after last weekend, why not take some time and see if there's more that we can do? Obviously, to one another as players and competitors, we all know what everybody's going through. We don't know maybe the degree or the level of stress, but we all understand what it takes to compete and win. And it's obviously highly competitive, but as an organization, why wouldn't we try to get better and better and better? And I do believe it's not necessarily the PGA Tour's responsibility. I think it's more on the players and their responsibility to look after one another, because we are so familiar with the things that all of us go through on a daily basis, if not weekly and yearly. And that gets back to the point of, the world as a whole. Obviously the golf world is what I'm familiar with, but why not just have it be more on the individuals, more on the people? If we can all just do a few things each day to maybe help out a stranger, or like I said, brighten up a stranger's day, make a loved one feel loved. Don't get frustrated at the little things that happen. And then be, the one thing I did miss, and I guess my address, was also be kind to yourself. Wake up in the morning or go to bed at night and say something nice to yourself. No one has to hear it, but I certainly am my biggest cheerleader. So why wouldn't I, take steps and practice some things daily that would kind of tell myself that I am doing the right things and that I am a good person, that I am loved, that I am capable of achieving what I want to achieve. So I don't think it's necessarily an organizational thing. The PGA Tour does a bunch. I think us players, it's an uncomfortable conversation it certainly is for me. And I'm sure for many of us that play this game professionally for a living, but why wouldn't we take it upon ourselves to take better care of one another? We certainly try to beat the you-know-what out of each other while we're playing. But once that's all said and done, why wouldn't we try to take care of each other even better?
We do tend to hear a lot of LPGA Tour players talk about mental health and the support that they find in the locker room. Do you find, Harry, that there's any semblance of a conversation like that in a PGA Tour locker room, or should it be a little bit more commonplace in good times and bad? I mean, right now, I believe you're undefeated as a married man right now. Everything's going well for you right now in that respect, but it doesn't necessarily make it any easier to find the balance in the good days as the bad days, does it?
Yeah, for sure. I have certainly had some conversations as I've struggled on the PGA Tour in the locker room. Now, it's more so with my closer friends, the guys that I spend the most time with, the guys that I'm closest with. And I'm sure that's pretty similar with everybody else, right? I always joked when I first got out on the PGA Tour and you play a handful of events and you kind of see how things are, it's that everybody knows everybody. Everybody kind of knows everybody's story. So everybody is friends, but you're really only that close to maybe 5 to 10 individuals. And those are the people that you may travel with and stay with and have dinners with, spend time with their family, they share time with your family. So I have relied, and I haven't even really had to rely those guys throughout these upwards of 2 years of kind of poor results and struggle for me. They've always reached out and been a cheerleader to myself. And then also, when I needed to hear the hard stuff, like stop being so hard on yourself, they were there for me to do that. I think it is certainly something that happens. I think in the terms of obviously LPGA Tour versus PGA Tour, I wouldn't say it happens any less on the PGA Tour. Maybe a little bit, because not that the LPGA girls aren't as competitive as we are, but we certainly probably are maybe a little bit more competitive and have a bit more ego involved. I would say that it does happen, and it's probably just not as often publicized. It is probably more private conversations with those that are closest to you. Maybe not somebody that you've played only a handful of rounds with is going to come up to you and say things. But I certainly feel looked after from my peers, and especially my closest friends, really on both tours. I'm getting a little old, so spending some time on the Korn Ferry Tour, I don't know everybody there. But I certainly, especially obviously this last weekend, tried to make everybody feel loved and welcome. Not that I need to be the one that welcomes them, but also reach out. If you know, I've played a few rounds with some guys that are going to get their PGA Tour card these last couple of weeks, and they wanted to know kind of what it's like. And I shared, you know, my experiences and some of the advice that I think I would have liked to have been given. And that's just as easy stuff that really everybody does. Again, we could always be better at it, though. That was kind of the whole point of what I wanted to say and the message I wanted to get across Sunday. Why not just get better? Let's just get better at all these things as professional golfers and just as human beings.
I think that message was heard loud and clear, Harry. Congratulations, by the way. Honeymoon coming up, golf's longest day. I know you're looking out for your skincare and good health as well. We wish you all the best, and thanks for your time.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much.